now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Big two-hour extravaganza on tap for you, and on the other side, we'll set the table before we start knocking things down. But as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we'll run down the myriad of ways that you can take the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on your favorite devices and how you can check all the action out. And it starts with our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. Check all that more out at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and possibly a few you can't. Be they Apple, be they PC, be they Android, or even just go to iHeartRadio.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. A versatile app you can download to just about any device you can think of. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day. And we thank all those service people for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. On the other side, I'll set the table for a big Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, and then we'll start knocking things down. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY and your tweets at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick this bad boy off right after this very brief timeout.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we kick off this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again to chime in, 800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. Again, if you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. We got a big two-hour show on tap for you here on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. We're going to start out, we're going to talk a lot of NFL draft throughout the first hour, and maybe even into a little bit of the second hour. But the entire first hour is going to be focused on the NFL and the NFL draft. And in the middle of that first hour, at 25 after the first hour, 8:25 a.m. Eastern time, former Carolina Panthers and Chicago Bears cornerback Charles Tillman will join us. And we'll talk to him about the good work he's doing with USAA, being a member of a Super Bowl team while being down and injured at the back end of the year, and the future of Charles Tillman. All that and more with Charles Tillman at 25 after hour number one. That's 8:25 a.m. Eastern time. Then as we roll out of hour number one and into hour number two, we'll switch gears a little bit, get off of the NFL draft and all the NFL news, and dive into the NBA as three playoff games took place last night. Another one takes place tonight. And then at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, we'll talk with legendary Olympic swimmer Dara Torres. There's basically, I think it's just 99 days left before Rio. And we'll talk to her about the road to Rio, what's going on in her life, and more at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. But we should probably dive right in and really start talking about the NFL draft. Obviously, A lot of movement already before the draft ever occurred, right at the very top of the NFL draft, and it makes it one of the more highly anticipated NFL drafts we've had in a long time. I think this is one that everybody's excited about because of the intrigue that took place at the top already before the draft ever happened. The fact that there's lots of rumored movement around the top 10 and throughout the top 10 and 15 spots in the NFL draft. So there's a lot of excitement and anticipation. We all know who the number one and number two picks are going to be. It's going to be the two quarterbacks. I know the Rams haven't confirmed anything, but I think we all know that at number one, it's going to be Jared Goff, and at number two, it's going to be Carson Wentz. So the Rams get their man, then the Eagles take their man. And that puts San Diego on the clock at number three. Now, they could trade. They have a myriad of options. They could trade. They could take a left tackle in Laremy Tunsil. They could take a DeForest Buckner, a 3-4 defensive lineman that they could desperately use. They could take a Jalen Ramsey, who's probably the best available player on the board. Or they could trade out, get some extra picks, stay somewhere in the top 10 or 15, and allow somebody else to move in that has somebody specifically targeted in that spot. And there's a lot of other movement, and that's what makes this draft so intriguing is the number of teams in the top 10 and top 15 that want to move, and a number of teams at 15 below that may want to move up, teams in the who want to get back into the back of the first round, perhaps to grab a quarterback. So there's an awful lot of intrigue there, even more than we've seen in the last couple of years, and I think that's why this NFL draft is so highly anticipated. But what I want to do in this segment is talk about the moves that have already happened, specifically the two moves at the very top of the NFL draft, which put the Rams and the Eagles in a position to draft the two quarterbacks at the very top of the draft. And it's their chance to go get those franchise quarterbacks. And we've talked about that a lot on this show. You take a huge risk to get a big reward. In a quarterback-driven league where you have to have a quarterback, there's almost no risk too great in exchange for that reward, which is a franchise or frontline starting quarterback that will keep you competitive for a decade or more. So now you got to look. I mean, both teams took big risks. You know, we looked and evaluated the Rams move, and we were of the mindset that they paid the price that had to be paid to get that number one pick. A lot of people said they overpaid. I don't think they overpaid tremendously. I think they paid the price necessary to get that number one overall pick. I think the Eagles paid a higher price, and I think they paid a little bit too much, actually quite a bit too much. That coupled with the moves they had made leading up to that point, moving up to number two didn't make sense with the rest of their plan. That said, let's put that part of it aside, and let's just look at the risk versus the reward. You know, obviously, if the quarterback's hit, the risk is always worth it because of the reward that you receive. The thing about it is history shows that one of these quarterbacks is probably going to succeed, and the other one is probably going to fail. And at the end of the day, the bottom line is, if you're the guy that mortgaged the future, and in the case of the Eagles, it's chunks of three drafts. In the case of the Rams, it's chunks of two drafts. If you're the GM and the head coach that mortgaged the future, that mortgaged the future to get this franchise quarterback, and they turn out to be one of those busts, well, not only are we not talking about the quarterback 3 and 4 years down the road, we're not talking about you as the head coach of that team and you as the general manager of that team, because you'll be gone. If the risk ends up being worth the reward and you get that frontline starter who can sit there and be your quarterback for a decade plus, or maybe even be a star, superstar, or a Hall of Famer, the risk and the fact that may be overpaid is certainly worth the reward. Because now we're talking about how you had the courage and the guts to move up to get an all-time great quarterback or frontline starter, and how you're a relevant contending football team for a decade. So we understand why the teams take the risk. It's a quarterback-driven league, and you must have a quarterback. There's no other way to describe it, and there's no other way to say it. But history shows that one of these teams is likely to fail, and one is likely to succeed. And the numbers back that up, because over the past 30 years, 22 quarterbacks have actually been taken number one and two in the past 30 years. Let's take Mariota and Winston out of the equation because there's not a big enough body of work to determine what they are yet. But let's go over the past 30 years, take those 20 QBs that have been selected number one or number two in the NFL draft. Here's the realities. 7 out of the 20, a third, unqualified busts. 6 stars, 6 solid long-term starters, and a journeyman. So 13 out of the 20 are, or I'd say 12 out of the 20, you'd be satisfied trading up to get. The other 8 out of the 20, you'd be dissatisfied if you paid the price to trade up to get. So it's really a 50-50 crapshoot. That's the realities. The big question is, who hit it right and who hit it wrong? You know, it's so hard to tell. You know, in talking to a lot of people, and it's truly a mixed bag out there as far as whether people like Goff or whether people like Wentz long-term. I happen to think more people like Wentz long-term, they think Goff is more ready to contribute now. And sometimes when you're making that far-reaching plan and you're mortgaging the future to get that franchise quarterback, I don't think you can look short-term at saying which guy is necessarily ready now. I think you ultimately have to look at which one's going to be the better long-term player. And from that standpoint, I think the Eagles got the right guy. I think they paid too big a price, and their plan is inconsistent, but I think they got the right guy. The Rams, if it's Goff that they're going to grab, well, they got the guy that may be more ready to help now but doesn't have the upside and may end up being the guy that fails out of the group. Well, we're going to talk to Charles Tillman, NFL cornerback, about his work with USAA. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack continues here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to chime in again, 800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. We're just waiting on Charles Tillman, and when we get a chance, when he gets on the line, we'll talk to him about his work with USAA, the Charles Tillman Cornerstone Foundation, his future, and a whole lot more here on the Spano and Black Attack. So we're looking forward to talking to Charles Tillman in just a couple of minutes. But in the last segment, I was talking to you guys a little bit about the risk versus the reward and if it's worth it. And where we kind of left off was with Goff versus Wentz. Now, I'm a Wentz guy. Phil Savage guy I respect very much. Saw him down at the Senior Bowl. Loved him. And I know it's a mixed bag on him. There are some people who just don't see it. There are some people that like Goff better. I thought Goff did a lot with a little at Cal. But again, you know, another one of these guys comes from a spread. Got to learn to take snaps under center, all of those things. But people think he's more ready now. Carson Wentz more of a developmental project. And that's fine. You see, the reason it's fine for Philly, and it may be him that succeeds, in my mind, the upside is with Carson Wentz. If you rush him, maybe you doom him to failure. Philly's not going to rush him, so they're not going to doom him to failure. He's going to be the number three quarterback this year behind Sam Bradford and behind Chase Daniel. If Bradford eventually gets moved because he's deemed too much of a distraction or the Eagles can get the right price, he moves up to number two. But Chase Daniel probably this year is the quarterback, and he has to be one part starting quarterback this year, one part tutor to Carson Wentz. And Wentz is given a chance to develop, and maybe in year two or even maybe in year three, since there's a lot for him to learn, Carson Wentz will eventually be ready to take over. Howie Roseman, when he made the trade, said trade as much wasn't about this year. So they're willing to not rush Carson Wentz. They're not going to have to thrust him under center right away. So here's a guy who has a lot to learn coming from the football championship subdivision level all the way up to the NFL. And the Eagles will give him time to do it. So that puts him in a position to be a guy who can succeed. With Jared Goff, I don't think the upside is as high. I think he's closer to game ready now. The Rams have a long way to go on offense. They're going to take steps back on defense this year because of some of the guys they let go. You have the pressure of the franchise moving out to Los Angeles. And now what happens is you're thrusting this quarterback under center, and he too has a lot to learn. I understand, perhaps more ready to jump under center now than Carson Wentz, mostly based on the level of competition. But he's being thrust under center in the NFL immediately with not a lot of weapons around him in Los Angeles for the Rams on offense. And a defense that, while very good with some of the defections and some of the changes, may not be good enough to carry. That may not be good enough to carry the offense. So it's not a great offensive line either. You're kind of putting Jared Goff in a situation where, as the number one overall pick, he could become that David Carr type, get all beat up, not have talent around him for a long time. And it really ends up turning him into a bust. It's much like a great article I read on CBSSports.com where the author of the article, and I don't have it in front of me, interviewed Donovan McNabb. And Donovan McNabb talked about being drafted at the very top of the draft as a quarterback could be a blessing and a curse. And he was drafted in the same year as Tim Couch. McNabb went number two. Tim Couch went number one. Couch ended up going to Cleveland and being a bust. McNabb went to the Eagles. They were patient. They groomed him. They worked him along. And he was a great success with those Eagles teams. And they talked about, hey, had things gone differently and the Browns had drafted you, might things have been reversed? And he kind of alluded to the fact that maybe it was entirely possible. He said, I don't think I would have been a bust in Cleveland, but certainly I might not have had the career I had by being drafted by Andy Reid and the Eagles. And as for Tim Couch, maybe different set of circumstances ends up netting different results. And if he's in Philadelphia, maybe he has some success, or certainly it's a different career path. So sometimes it's a lot more in the crapshoot than just, did we draft the right guy? Did we pick the right guy? Did we read the talent correctly? Sometimes there's a lot more at play here than just, does the guy have talent? Is he the right guy? It's the circumstances. I like the circumstances that the Eagles signal caller goes into better. And we all think that's going to be Carson Wentz. I think the Rams have made it clear that Jared Goff is going to be the guy they draft at number one. So with that said, the Eagles take Carson Wentz at two. I like the situation Wentz goes into better, especially if Sam Bradford's not a distraction. And if he is, get him out of town. But the fact that he's going to get a chance to learn on the NFL level before being thrust into the starting job, I think that bodes well for success. Jared Goff, you're rushing him in, and you're putting him in a position where he might not be ready to succeed. So circumstances can sometimes dictate what happens. I actually, and I've talked about this a lot, I think the Rams made the better deal as it relates to the price they paid to get to where they are. But the realities are, I don't like the circumstances that Jared Goff finds himself in based on the personnel and some of the, and being rushed in. And I think as a result, what we may find is that the guy who swung the better deal in Les Snead may end up putting his quarterback in a situation where he doesn't succeed. And Les Snead and Jeff Fisher find themselves out of a job. And Jared Goff perhaps finds himself out of the league and classified as one of those busts in 4 to 5 years. While Carson Wentz, given the chance to develop, all of a sudden in year three, he's the unquestioned, unconditional starter after 2 years of growth. The Eagles, despite the fact that they lost draft picks in trading to acquire Carson Wentz, fortify the roster around him with some talent, and now he's ready to hit the ground running, and he's not a deer in headlights, and he's not mismatched. So I ultimately think that the way this is going to turn out, and again, could I be dead wrong? I sure could be, but I'm here to proffer an opinion. That is my job. Well, here's my opinion. Based on circumstance, situation, and everything else, history shows that one of these two guys will succeed and one of them will fail. My guess is, due to circumstances, Jared Goff fails and Carson Wentz succeeds. So when we look back at history, we'll talk about Les Snead and how he mortgaged the future of the franchise to move up and get a franchise quarterback that wasn't a franchise quarterback, and now the franchise is in disrepair for the next 5 or 6 years. He'll also be out of a job, and so will Jeff Fisher. Doug Peterson, he'll have a job. He'll be on the road to success with the Eagles in the NFC East. Howie Roseman, after winning the power struggle, will be well entrenched in Philadelphia as the man in charge, and Carson Wentz will be on his way to a successful career. That's how I see this all playing out. Again, as I said before, when you looked at the trades, I actually like the on-paper aspect of the Rams trade better than the Eagles trade. But at the end of the day, what determines the worthiness of these trades and whether they were worth it or not is whether the quarterback has success. I think the quarterback in Philadelphia, who will be Carson Wentz, will have more success than the quarterback in Los Angeles, who is Jared Goff, will have. And therefore, I think that the Eagles will be the team who took the risk that was worth it because of the reward that they received. And their people will all be there 3 and 4 years from now. And we'll talk about how smart that trade was and how daring it was, and how it turned around the fortunes of a franchise. While in Los Angeles, we'll be talking about the Rams, wondering why the Coliseum, because they're going to be in that Coliseum for a few years before their new palace is built. You know, let's say in their last year in the Coliseum, we're going to be wondering, boy, this place, we're going to be commenting on the fact that, boy, this place is half empty. There'll be a new coach patrolling the sidelines and a new general manager. We'll be talking about Les Snead showed a lot of guts, but boy, didn't it pay off, because he mortgaged the future of this franchise and set him back a long way, and our quarterback turned out to be a bust. That's how I see what happened in the top two spots of the NFL draft ultimately playing out going forward. On the other side, there are a ton of trade possibilities in the National Football League in the draft. I want to talk about some of the more intriguing ones next here on the Spano and Black Attack, and take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone, and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 800-878-7529. Toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span 56 at Sports Byline USA. Apologies, we had to move Charles Tillman to 25 after hour number 2, 9:25 a.m. Eastern time. We heard from his people, and due to a scheduling conflict, he'll be joining us in the middle of hour number 2. So we'll talk to Charles Tillman at 25 after hour number 2, 9:25 a.m. Eastern time. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. So that way, you can get all the heads up on the latest programming notes. We'll always let you know what's coming up next, what's on around the corner here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And also make sure to spotlight what's coming up on Best of Byline, a two-hour block, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time weekdays that spotlights the best and brightest from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So if you missed anything here on the network that you wanted to hear, pretty good chance you'll be able to catch it on Best of Byline, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time, weekdays on Sports Byline. And if you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. 800-878-PLAY to join the fray. 800-878-7529. Again, Charles Tillman, 25 after hour number 2, 9:25 a.m. Eastern time. Dara Torres, 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, as we go at guest heavy in the back end of hour number 2. But this hour, remaining portion, we're going to finish talking NFL draft, take a look at perhaps some of the movement that could happen in the first round that makes this first round, that this first round of the NFL draft so exciting. And then in hour number 2, we'll roll to the NBA and get you all caught up on the NBA playoff action. But there are an awful lot of trade possibilities. And again, that's what makes this first round this year so intriguing. Between the trades that already happened that could shape the future of a couple of franchises, and I speculated as it relates to my thoughts on what will go down with those two franchises and which one of the two will succeed and which one will fail. And history shows that that's exactly what will happen. Well, going forward, you look at number 3. San Diego's in that catbird seat at number 3. I think the possibility is definitely there that they could trade out. They also, you know, if for the right price, let's say somebody wants to come up and get a Jalen Ramsey or something like that, I think it's absolutely a possibility that the Rams could, that the Chargers could trade out. I don't think there's any doubt there. They could just simply take their guy, whether it be Jalen Ramsey, Laremy Tunsil, DeForest Buckner. There are a number of possibilities for the Chargers at number 3. Trading out or taking one of several people. All that would address major needs and all that are frontline talents. Dallas at number 4. Again, I think they're unlikely to trade. If Jalen Ramsey's there, they pick him, no-brainer. If Joey Bosa's there, they pick him, no-brainer. Both address major needs and are frontline talents. Now, one of them will be there, which is why I don't think they trade. I don't think they'll pick Ezekiel Elliott there. In that spot, I think that's too high. If somebody wants to pay a big price to get up there, maybe they'll consider it. But I think it's pretty remote that the Cowboys trade. I think they just take it. Advantage of this opportunity, grab a frontline talent here, come back in round 2 and try and grab a quarterback that can sit behind Tony Romo and develop over the next couple of years. San Francisco at number 7 intrigues me. I don't have a gauge on what they want to do with the quarterback position, and I'm not sure they do either. You know, I've heard Connor Cook say that he believes that the 49ers love him. But you're certainly not going to pick Connor Cook at number 7 in the first round. What the 49ers may do is trade into the back of the first round later on with their second round pick, or just wait it out, maybe even move up within the second round, depending on how this draft plays out. Perhaps if Connor Cook's a guy they love, trade for him and try and get him very late in round 1 or early in round 2. But if there's a team that's in love with Paxton Lynch, who I think will be the third quarterback that's sure to go in the first round, and if they're willing to pay the right price, I think San Francisco could move out of number seven. You could also have a team like Tennessee at 15 who might move to that spot if they covet one of those two first frontline left tackles. See, there's literally there's two tackles that stand out head and shoulders above the class. It's Laremy Tunsil, Ronnie Stanley. If Tennessee doesn't want to settle for one of the other first-round tackles that would be available, like a Jack Conklin at 15, and they're worried that neither of those guys, being it Tunsil or Stanley, will get to them at 15, which they won't, and one of them is there at 7, I wouldn't be shocked if Tennessee tried to move back into the top 10 and made a trade with San Francisco, who would then move back and acquire extra picks, and they need help all over the field, so I wouldn't be shocked if they did that. If somebody wanted to trade up to get Paxton Lynch, I wouldn't be shocked for San Francisco to trade down with them. Maybe the Jets at 20. You know, because the Jets not only have number 20 overall, they have Muhammad Wilkerson as well. Maybe the Jets go up to 7, get their quarterback, and put him on the roster as another guy to develop. Muhammad, and one thing about the 49ers, they have the money to absorb Wilkerson's contract and could probably sign him to a long-term deal. I don't think he's a long-term solution for the Jets just because of the money they have to pay him and the volume of guys they have on that defensive line. So I could see the Jets trading up at 20, perhaps, with San Francisco. These are all intriguing things. The Browns at 8 are another one who I wouldn't be shocked if they traded down. If somebody wants to go up and get into the top 10, maybe get an Ezekiel Elliott, you know, like a Miami who trades and gets their own pick back at number 8 and pays a huge price for it. So, you know, those are a couple of the real major trades that, and again, could all of these happen? Yeah. Could none of them happen? Yeah. That's what makes the NFL draft so intriguing. You just don't know exactly what's going to happen. That's the intrigue. But my thought process is San Diego's on the clock. I think there is a chance that they swing a trade. I don't think it's a likely chance, but I do think it's certainly a chance. Dallas at 4, remote. I think they take one of those two guys that fall to them, either Jalen Ramsey or Joey Bosa. I think if they have their choice, it's Jalen Ramsey, if they're both there. You know, if San Diego takes a Tunsil or a DeForest Buckner. So I think if they have their choice, they take Jalen Ramsey. If only Bosa of those two is there, I think they take Joey Bosa and they're perfectly fine. I do think San Francisco is the first of the teams likely, really likely, to swing the trade. And I think there's a real good chance because there's people that could be coming up for multiple reasons. There's the group that might want to come up and get the last of the first guard of left tackles, be it Ronnie Stanley or Laremy Tunsil. There's also that group that might want to come up and get the quarterback at number 7, Paxton Lynch. I think there's a very good chance the Browns move as well, as somebody may want to come up to 8 to get like an Ezekiel Elliott or something along those lines. I think Tennessee, good chance that they move up. And I think the Jets will be on the move. I think they're a real player to go get that 7 pick. Number 20 plus Muhammad Wilkerson and maybe a late round pick in this draft will probably net the Jets the number 7 pick and allow them to go get Paxton Lynch. And maybe that's your quarterback of the future. I think there's another guy like Carson Wentz who needs some time to develop. And until the Jets sort out their quarterback situation, that luxury might not be there. So again, that becomes one of those trades that could shape the fortunes and future of your franchise. So I'm very, very intrigued to just see how this is all going to shake out. And I expect a fun evening tonight with the NFL draft. And then you also have day two, which is very, very intriguing. Rounds two and three on Friday, and then you're rolling to the back end on Saturday. And I guess the last of the teams that really might swing a trade, watch out. Seattle's always a player at 26. I don't expect them to move up, but I do expect them to move maybe out of the first round. And there will be a team that wants to get back into the first round to grab their quarterback. And the big reason it's so important to grab that quarterback for many of these teams is quite simply, a lot of times it's better to grab the quarterback in the first round late than it is the second round. Yes, you're paying the quarterback more money when you grab in the first than you do in the second. But no picks these days are making significant dollars. So that said, the advantage of grabbing a quarterback at the back of the first round as opposed to the top of the second round is the ability to lock them up for that fifth year. And that's pivotal in you not having to rush their development. So don't be shocked if a team that's coveting a quarterback gets concerned that that quarterback might not be there for them early in the second round, or they're concerned that we'd rather lock them up, pay a little more money, but we'd rather draft them in the first round so that we can lock them up for that fifth year. So don't be shocked if somebody moves up to 26, grabs Seattle's pick for the right price to get their quarterback. And again, for me, I think there's three surefire first-round draft picks at the quarterback position in this draft, in Wentz, Goff, and Paxton Lynch. I think there's a real chance of a fourth. You know, I'm a believer that somebody could move into Seattle's spot at 26 to make sure they get in front of the Broncos, and they could grab Connor Cook, whether that be the Cowboys or the 49ers or somebody else. If that doesn't happen and Connor Cook is there at 31 for Denver, I certainly wouldn't be shocked if Denver grabbed him there. You grabbed him at the very bottom of the first round, which means you're not paying him a ton of money anyway, and you have the opportunity to bring him in and lock him up for that fifth year down the line. So I expect we see four. I've heard some rumor and speculation that there are some teams that are hot and heavy for Christian Hackenberg and that he may end up being the fifth QB taken in the first round. That's not happening. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around a terrific hour one of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number, 800-878-7529. Again, if you like Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. And in this hour, we talked all things NFL draft, and you can weigh in on all of those things throughout hour number two as well. Which of the two teams will end up getting the quarterback that fails, and which one gets the quarterback that succeeds? I say it's the Eagles, despite not making the better of the two moves to get up that far. I think they end up getting the quarterback that succeeds, while the Rams get the quarterback that fails. You can weigh in 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA on that. Speculation on some of the trade possibilities. I think one of the big ones you may see, Jets swapping their 20 to San Francisco for San Francisco's number 7. They'll throw him a third and Muhammad Wilkerson, and the Jets will go up and get their quarterback at number 7, Paxton Lynch. I've seen some mocks where they think the Jets could just sit there and get him at 20. I don't think it shakes out like that. I don't think a lot of the some of the things that people think will happen that would set it up for it to work out that way could necessarily happen. So I think the Jets, just to be sure, sweeten the deal with a third, move on Muhammad Wilkerson, who's not in your long-term plans, go out and get your quarterback, because neither Ryan Fitzpatrick, Geno Smith, or Bryce Petty, and Ryan Fitzpatrick isn't even on your roster, are the long-term answer at the quarterback position. That's how the Jets think, so they're going to have to go up and get their man. You don't want to take any chances of not getting him, so you pay the price. Well, that's a wrap on hour one. Great fun hour it was. Hour two, guest heavy. At the front of it, we'll talk all things NBA playoffs, and then we'll dive into our guests, both Charles Peanut Tillman and Dara Torres. But now we're going to step aside for the news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump dismisses his rival Ted Cruz after he says this.
My vice presidential nominee, Carly Fiorina.
Despite being eliminated from any chance of winning the Republican nomination before the convention, Texas Senator Ted Cruz announced Carly Fiorina as his running mate.
She climbed the corporate ladder to become the CEO of the largest technology company in the world and the first female CEO in history of a Fortune 20 company.
Fiorina told the few folks in attendance they intend to take the nomination from Donald Trump.
That's USA's Jason Wirt. A House panel endorses a bill requiring women to register for the draft. The measure the House Armed Services Committee approved yesterday would require women 18 to 26 to register with the Selective Service. And kids across the country go to work with their parents. It's Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day. It's USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
A human rights organization says airstrikes against Syrian rebels have destroyed a hospital supported by Doctors Without Borders in the city of Aleppo, killing at least 27. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights saying three children among the dead. The city's last pediatrician was also killed. Officials at SeaTac International Airport in Washington say an American Airlines plane was forced to return to the airport after hitting a bird. The impact leaving a dent yesterday afternoon in the nose of the Dallas-bound Airbus A321, measuring 2 feet across. The plane landing at SeaTac after staying up for a while to burn fuel, the 150 passengers later boarding another plane to finish their flights. A West Point graduate poised to become the Army's first woman infantry officer. Captain Kristen Greist is expected to graduate from Maneuver Captain's Career Course at Fort Benning, Georgia today. The 2011 U.S. Military Academy grad is one of the first two women to compete in Army Ranger School. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News on the web at usaradio.com.
Have you been to usaradio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. Check it out, usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
Kids will be going to work with their parents across the country today. The director of the Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work program says it shows kids opportunities for what they can do in the future. The program aims to inspire the youngsters' curiosity and help them experience a balanced work and family life. This year's theme is sparking aha moments. A new lake may have been discovered. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero's on the case.
There might be a huge lake below the ice of Antarctica. Scientists are looking at satellite imagery, and they found features in the ice sheet that seem to indicate that there is a lake there. If confirmed, it would likely be the frozen continent's second largest lake. There is a chance the lake is home to life that hasn't been disturbed for millions of years. Scientists hope to confirm the lake's existence within the next 30 days. I'm Anthony Lucero.
We are now 99 days away from the start of the Summer Olympics, and Team USA has adopted their song. Is the band Perry's Live Forever, and it's their official song for the Summer Olympics. Well, on the Today Show yesterday, Kimberly Perry sang the song is about those moments that make you feel like you're going to live forever. And that really is the spirit, she says, of the Olympics. Kimberly, Reed, and Neil will also be in Rio de Janeiro for the Olympics, which air on NBC August 5th through the 21st. And by the way, it's been a while, but Hershey's is supporting Team USA for the first time in 122 years. They will change the famous silver lettering on the Hershey's milk chocolate bar to red, white, and blue. This is USA Radio News.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to chime in again, 800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. As we do at the top of each hour, we run down the myriad of ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you via devices. And this hour is no exception. And as always, we start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. So check out all that and more on sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same deal. App versatility, lots of on-demand content, and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and never ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack each and every day, along with all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We do have a big hour two on tap for you. We're guest heavy at the back end. In the opening segment, we're going to talk a little NBA, and I'll set the table in a little more detail for this big hour on the other side. We'll also have open phone lines at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529, and you can weigh in on a lot of things. Everything from which quarterback amongst those top two in the NFL draft will fail and which one will succeed, speculated movement from your favorite team, and more. Weigh in again at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Span56 or at SportsBylineUSA. We'll kick off Hour 2 right after this short timeout.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You want to take a chance on that?
Well, we tip off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY to join the fray. That number again to get involved, 800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, and I know many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Big hour two on tap this segment. We're going to catch up on all the NBA action. And then from there, we go guest heavy. 25 after this hour, 9:25 a.m. Eastern time. NFL cornerback Charles Tillman joins us. Peanut Tillman, he of the Takeaway. The guy has the uncanny knack for punching out fumbles like few in the history of football. We'll talk to him at 9:25 a.m. Eastern time about his work with USAA, the draft process, and his future and more here on the Spano and Black Attack. And again, that's 9:25 a.m. Eastern time, 25 after this hour. Then to take us home, 40 after this hour, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Dara Torres, legendary Olympic swimmer, will join us. 99 days to Rio. We'll talk about that and more with her here on the Spano and Black Attack. But let's dive in. Let's talk all things NBA. Three games on the slate last night in the NBA playoffs. First off, Golden State Warriors rout the Houston Rockets 114-81 and eliminate the Rockets 4-1 in that best-of-7 series. You know, as I've talked about for some time with the Rockets, they didn't want to be here. Their reaction in Game 3 kind of said it all. It's like, oh, we actually got to go out west. This game, this series is going to go past 4 games. Why did you have to win it, James Harden, who was the only guy, that showed up for the Houston Rockets? He was kind of asked to do it all alone. Dwight Howard, 3-13. Yeah, he had all those rebounds, but 3-13? You want max money? You're going to opt out? Max money, my ass. And, you know, the funny thing is you hear that there's 3 or 4 teams that would be real suitors for a free agent Dwight Howard. Well, you watch how small he comes up and you wonder why. That said, everything I said about the Houston Rockets, I'll take back none of it. James Harden tries and he can elevate you during the postseason, but in this day and age, you can't do it alone. They keep asking him to do it alone, and he couldn't do it alone in Game 5 as he was the only one with the Houston Rockets that put up any kind of effort. For Golden State, no Steph, no problem. It may be a problem going forward May not even be a problem the next round against the Portland Trailblazers or a diminished Los Angeles Clippers group. Certainly will be a problem against the San Antonio Spurs. That said, last night, Klay Thompson was great. Draymond Green was terrific. There were a bunch of other contributors for the Golden State Warriors. But really, the story was getting out to the big lead in their building with the opposition on the brink of elimination, an opponent that really hadn't shown much desire to be there anyway. 37-point first quarter, you're up 17 after one. 59-point half, you're up 22 at halftime. That's all I need to say. Second half was garbage time, and the Rockets show what kind of joke they really are and how little desire they had to be in the NBA playoffs. And in many ways, they should be ashamed of themselves for the effort they put out there throughout this series against an undermanned Golden State Warriors group. But all credit to the Warriors. Find a way to survive in advance without your best player. Everybody else steps up. They may eventually end up going away because of the injury to Steph Curry, but they won't make it easy on anybody. The other matchup in the Western Conference last night, pivotal Game 5 in a best-of-seven matchup. The Trailblazers go to Los Angeles and upend the Clippers 108-98 at the Staples Center. They take that 3-2 series lead and win the pivotal Game 5. Game 6 in their building with a chance to eliminate a banged-up team. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen. Then that Game 1 of that Western Conference semifinals matchup between the Warriors and the Trailblazers would take place on Saturday. Again, the Clippers were valiant, and they fought hard all the way through this one, keeping it competitive throughout. But the injuries to Blake Griffin and Chris Paul, just too much to overcome for the Clips. They were valiant in defeat. That's the best way I can describe it. But you look at that fourth quarter where they just really wore down. There was little left of the Clippers in the fourth quarter. And that's where it showed. I mean, they gave up 37 to the Trailblazers in the fourth quarter. And Doc Rivers was forced a couple of times to call timeouts in the third quarter just to give these Clippers some rest. You know, the rotation gets short, number one. Number two, when you're that driven and that intense and there's that kind of anxiety because you lost your two star players to try and keep it together, that wears you down too. And I guess finally in this series, what you're starting to see, to a large part due to the injury to Chris Paul, that Blazers backcourt advantage, which has been paramount to their success all regular season long, you finally saw that on display to some degree in this Game 5. Again, Game 6 in Portland, the Clippers are really, you know, up against it here. And I just don't see with how you survive without your two best players, your two true superstars. I think Portland wins Game 6. They advance. They take on the Warriors. It'll be a diminished Warrior team, and the Trailblazers won't be an easy out for them on a night-in, night-out basis without Steph Curry. But I have a feeling the Warriors will find a way to advance. The other Western Conference semifinal will be a whiz-banger between Oklahoma City and San Antonio. And whoever emerges out of that one, and I expect it to be San Antonio, would have to be the favorite to go to the NBA Finals. So that said, let's get to the final of three games last night. This was a real good one. 90-88 Hornets over the Heat in Miami. So you take Game 5, win your third straight in the series, and you take it in the opposition's building. I mean, this one was nip and tuck all the way. You know, this was one of those games, big runs back and forth, runs and streaks. But what you're starting to see is after the first two games where Charlotte couldn't defend particularly well, their calling card defense has really come back in a major way. And then you move Al Jefferson into the starting lineup, and now you get enough on offense because of his ability in the post, because he can score in a post with anybody in the NBA. And then when they went to the two-point guard front backcourt, Jeremy Lin and Kemba Walker together, Miami couldn't keep those guys in front of them. And this might have been an even easier game for the Hornets to win had it not been for the turnovers. Game six in this series will be Friday in Charlotte. Charlotte's on a magical run. Miami's got an uphill climb to take this one in Charlotte. The Hive will be rocking, that's for sure. And then finally, tonight on the slate, you got one game in the NBA playoffs. You got Boston and you got Atlanta. Game six in that series in Boston with Atlanta up 3-2. Boston's banged up. All Atlanta has to do is shoot the ball reasonably well, and they'll be okay. You know, reasonably well. They don't even have to play their A game. Shoot 45%. Make somewhere near 10 threes for the game, and you'll have enough because of Boston's limitations. Am I going to tell you Boston's going to go down easy? They won't. I'm also going to tell you Brad Stevens won't bring that zone back out again. I think he learned from game five. But, again, the limitations of the Boston Celtics in personnel, number one, and number two, the injuries on top of that, I think at this point are too much to overcome now that the Atlanta Hawks in many ways have gotten their legs under them. And the Hawks are good. What they're not is great. And sometimes their limitations in the postseason shooting the basketball will show. And in their next round matchup, that may be a huge factor. It's not going to be enough to help the Celtics and help the Celtics win this series, or for that matter, win this game. But the Celtics are gutty. They try hard. If you leave them an opportunity and you shoot it real bad, they might just steal one. I do think, however, Atlanta takes care of their business in Boston and moves on to the next round of the NBA playoffs. Charles Peanut Tillman, NFL cornerback extraordinaire, joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack continues here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number to get involved, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. We're just waiting on Charles Peanut Tillman to join us here, and we hope to have him on the line in just a couple of minutes because we have a lot to talk to him about on the, as it were, the day of the NFL draft. And then again, don't forget, 40 after the hour, Dara Torres, legendary Olympic swimmer, will join us, and we'll talk 99 days to Rio. It's right around the corner. And one thing you know about us here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, our coverage of the Olympics is second to none. That said, what do you say we dive in and start talking about some other things as we await for the arrival of Peanut Tillman? You know, we've talked the NBA an awful lot, and I guess one of the topics I'll dive into, and we'll stay NBA until Charles jumps on the line with us here, is Dwight Howard and his opt-out. And, you know, I'm amazed when I read these articles that there are that he's going to opt out, number one, in Houston because he thinks there's more money out there for him on the open market. I think that's amazing enough. I understand wanting, you know, a new start because, well, it's just not worked there. But that said, what do you say we jump out to our phone line and bring in NFL cornerback extraordinaire Charles Peanut Tillman, and he joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Charles, welcome to Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Great to have you aboard this morning.
Thank you for having me. How you guys doing?
I'm doing just great. It's really nice to have you this morning. I'm flying solo this morning. Before we dive in and talk about Charles Tillman, the football player, let's talk about Charles Tillman, the son of the military man, and your passion for military appreciation, your work with USAA, and the salute to service.
Well, I'm a long-time, lifelong military brat. My dad served in the military 20 years. My uncle, my in-laws are Marines, my grandfather's Marine, my uncle's an Army man. So, you know, the military is it's something near and dear to my heart. And I think USA, by them being the official military sponsor of the NFL and what they do for our military, I think it was just a good partnership. And, you know, I'm doing a little draft party with some of our military service members. And it's really just letting them know how much USAA and I myself just appreciate them. And we're just, you know, talking about football and, you know, just kind of hanging out, shooting stuff.
I hear that. You know, one of the places we're carried here on Sports Byline and the Spano and Black Attack is the American Forces Radio Network. And it's a relationship we're extremely proud of. So anything we can do for our military people is always something that we encourage. And you getting out there and just hanging out with them and doing a meet and greet, talking football is a great way to lift their spirits and show your appreciation for the work they
you
do
know,
protecting
man,
our shores and borders.
For what they do for our country, man, I've come to and I've learned this recently. You know, liberty isn't free. And I recently went to Iraq and did a USO tour. And I had the privilege and honor to speak with a platoon of Marines, and they were actually getting ready to go out on, I think, an ISIS raid. And I shook every single last one of these Marines' hands. And I looked them in the eye, and I just told them, hey, thank you for your time, thank you for your service. You know, took about 5-10 minutes, talked with them, BS. And 3 days later, I saw on a Facebook article that a Marine had been killed in northern Iraq. And come to find out, it was one of the men that I had spoken to about 3 days prior to that. And it really hit home with me that, man, this is real. You know, these people, these Marines, our military, our soldiers, our sailors, our airmen, they're out there you know, and they are dying. They are protecting our freedom. And I just want all the military service members, active duty, retired, to let them know that you are so appreciated, and I respect and appreciate all that you do for this country.
That's well said. That is very well articulated. And that is the voice of Charles Peanut Tillman, one of the great cornerbacks in the NFL. Let's talk a little bit with today being the day of the NFL draft. It's a process you went through. Kind of take us through the process a little bit, everything from the meat market that is the combine to the interviews. You know, I understand there's excitement because you're going to be picked in the NFL draft. You're going to sign a contract and you're going to get paid well to do something you love. But talk to us about the process a little bit. Is there things you liked, and was there parts that you found very demeaning and very meat market-ish? Talk to us a little bit about the whole process and your memories of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun process, but there are a few things that I didn't appreciate. The meat market, the combine. And I'll be careful with how I choose my words. I was never a slave. I don't know what it's like to be a slave. I wasn't born back in the 1700s or anything like that, so I don't know what it's like to be a slave. But based on documents and history and what I've read, they used to do slave trades. You know, they'd get a slave up. They'd say, hey, you know, I got this slave. I want to pay, you know, $2 for this slave, blah, 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 and someone would sell them. Well, that's kind of what I felt like when I went to the combine. You know, you're in a pair of compression shorts, and you walk out on this stage, and it's just a ton of guys looking at you, and there's, you know, they got notebooks, and it's all types of scouts and everybody, and they have their notebooks. And you stand up on the stage, and they say, Charles Tillman, Louisiana Lafayette, and you're just in a pair of basically tights, you know, compression shorts. And they take your height, they take your weight, they take your thigh size, your knee size, your shoe size, your hand size. And then you walk off the stage. And as the person, or if you want to call him the auctioneer, he's giving the scouts all your sizes. You know, all these scouts in the stands, they're just, you know, they got their notebooks and they're writing everything down. And you're just like, man, this is, you know, I said to myself and some of the other guys in my draft class, you're just like, man, I've never been a slave or nothing like that, but man, I think this is, they might have felt like this a little bit. You know, that was the demeaning part. Now, the fun part is getting to talk to and meet all the other coaches, GMs from all the other teams. You know, it's the perfect place to be if you're from a small school like myself. You know, the combine was a great opportunity for me to showcase my talent in front of everybody. I didn't have the luxury of having 200 people at my pro day. I only had a handful, but the combine, I was able to showcase all my talents and attributes in front of all 32 teams, you know, from presidents to GMs, the head coaches to everybody. And they saw that I was capable of playing with, you know, tier one, level one guys that went to, you know, football powerhouses. And I truly believe because I had a great combine, that's why I was able to get drafted 35th overall.
Well, we got a couple of minutes left, and I want to cover a couple of areas. Number one, you know, you went to Carolina last year on a one-year deal. You're a free agent again. You come off the knee injury at the end of the year. It's kind of a twofold question. Number one, when you get hurt late in the regular season, your team goes on to a Super Bowl run and wins a conference championship. Do you still feel a part of it when you were on the sidelines at the end as opposed to being on the field, number one? Number two, how's the knee injury? Number three, what's the future hold for Charles Tillman?
So I'll go with number one. Yeah, I still feel like I'm a part of that team because I was there all through training camps, the mini camps, the OTAs. We bled together. We cried together. We worked out together. We bonded. So, yeah, I feel very much a part of the team when we won the NFC Championship. Number two. What was number two?
Number two was how's the knee with the injury and how's the rehab going? And then number three is the future.
Yeah. So number two, the knee's feeling good. I just got home from rehabbing about 30 minutes ago, and yeah, I'm right on pace. I'm running, jogging. It's getting stronger. It just needs time, and you know, I have some time on my hands, so I'm in a good place right now. And number three, what does the future hold for Charles Tillman? I don't know. I think, you know, and I get asked this question all the time with all the interviews I do. I tell everybody, right now my focus is getting healthy. You know, when I'm 100% and I can run and cut and plant, then I'll make a decision if I still want to play football. You know, I feel like I'm in a good place right now. I'm not, you know, panicked or worried about, well, I got to get my knee right. I've had 13 wonderful years with two amazing organizations, the Chicago Bears and the Carolina Panthers. And once this knee gets healthy, yeah, I can make a choice to keep going or retire. So I'm sitting in a good place right now. I'm real happy about that decision that I get to make.
Well, literally in 20 seconds, because we got a hard break coming, I got to keep you on schedule. With everything we hear about CTE and brain trauma as it relates to football, I guess it's going to end up being a one or two word answer because we got about 15 seconds. Any regrets that you chose to play football?
None at all. I would do it all again, all the same.
Well said. Charles, thanks so much for a few minutes. Thanks for the work you do with our servicemen via USAA and the Salute to Service. It was really a pleasure having you aboard. We look forward to having you on again down the line, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck in your rehab, and whether you play football or not, whatever you continue to do, nothing but the best of luck. It was truly a pleasure to speak to you this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Have a great one. That was Charles Peanut Tillman joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, Dara Torres, legendary Olympic swimmer, joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back. back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. 800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. 800-878-7529, the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If Twitter's more your thing, at Span 56, at Sports Byline USA. Our thanks to Charles Peanut Tillman for joining us. Gave us some great insight into everything from his injury rehab to the draft process to his great work with USAA to whether he had any regrets about playing football, even with the risks associated with it. We hear that a lot from these guys, that, hey, football made me a wealthy man. I love the game. I'm more than happy to take the risks. I get it. I understand it. And I respect the fact that they embrace it. But, you know, there is risk, and there's going to be guys that don't, because we've heard both sides of late. So our thanks to Charles Peanut Tillman for joining us. He was a great interview. I'd love to talk to him again. And I think he's got a great future as a broadcaster if he's willing to take the pay cut. But that said, let's go back out to our phones and bring in legendary Olympic swimmer Dara Torres, and she joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Dara, good morning. Really great to have you aboard this morning.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me this morning.
It's a pleasure. We've had you on a few times before in the past, and it's always a lot of fun. Can you believe it? 99 days to the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Man, I just incredible.
What can we look forward to?
I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a great Olympiad. There's obviously some concerns, but tell us about some of the great things that we can look forward to.
You know, the Olympics is always a special event, and as you know, it happens for whether it's summer or winter Olympics every 4 years for the athletes. And I mean, if you think about it, you have the best athletes in the entire world at this one event at this one time every 4 years, and so there's a lot of pressure. And, you know, you have to be on, and you'll see a lot of athletes that have been there in the past, like the Michael Phelps and, you know, Gabby Douglas and those type of athletes that are going to do great in their sports, but there's always new up-and-comers. And so it's always interesting to see, you know, who can really, you know, handle the pressure and get up there and perform.
Well, you know, you're working with a group of our first-time Olympians and hopefuls, and, you know, go back in time and tell us what it was like when you went to your first Olympic Games and, you know, how you're going to share that experience with these young Olympians to help them be best prepared, number one. And then looking ahead, talk about how much of an advantage it was to go to subsequent Olympic Games and have the benefit of experience.
That's a great question. My first Olympic Games, I was 17 years old, so I just finished my junior year in high school. And that was back in 1984, and I just was this kid bouncing off the walls, almost in awe of everyone else, sort of forgetting that, oh, wait, I'm an Olympian too. And, you know, you had athletes like Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing, Mary Lou Retton, Carl Lewis, like all these amazing athletes there. But you have to remember, you have to focus on why you're there too. And I think one of the things I learned as I got older that I try to share with these younger athletes is the fact that, you know, you've done all the work up to this point. You need to go out there and enjoy it and not put too much pressure on yourself, because whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And I think that's a lesson I learned as I got older, and when I swam my fifth and final Olympic Games, you know, I was really able to, I was just as nervous as I was in my first Olympics, but I was really able to go out there and enjoy it and just kind of take it all in.
You know, and it's funny, you're helping our first-time Olympians and giving them the benefit of your wisdom and experience and helping them prepare for the Olympics. Well, you're not alone. Kellogg's helps our Olympians prepare for the Olympic Games, and Dara, you're the captain of Team Kellogg's. Talk a little bit about Team Kellogg's and how they help Olympians prepare for the Olympic Games.
That's right. I'm the old lady. Well, you know, I'm really enjoying working with Kellogg's to celebrate the everyday motivation to drive us to our goals. And I'm a big goal setter. All these athletes are big goal setters. And when I go out and try to, speak to people, give motivational talks, I talk about setting goals. It doesn't have to be about being an athlete to set goals. And you know, being on Team Kellogg's and the fact that they're so supportive and they've been an Olympic sponsor for many years, it's an easy fit. And, you know, we're out here today at this event demonstrating what we do best. We have Tom Shields, the swimmer, who has a virtual reality, a video that people going up to his booth, and we have Simone Biles, a gymnast, who is on the balance beam, giving a wonderful demonstration, and then Julie Johnson is in the goalie and working with some kids on their soccer skills, and it's just, it's a great experience. AJ Wilson is here, the track and field athlete, who's an amazing, amazing athlete and trains out in Philly, so it's a wonderful group of athletes and people that Kellogg's has put together on their team, and it's a very humbling experience to be asked to be a part of it.
Those are the dulcet tones of legendary Olympic swimmer Dara Torres joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Now I hear police cars behind you and sirens.
Yes.
Now I
I'm
can't
in New York.
See you. What's going on back? Are you getting arrested or something, or what's going on back there?
No, I'm not getting arrested. This is typical, like, middle of New York City with sirens and policemen. But we're here out in Union Square, and this is where Kellogg's is set up. And everyone has their own cereal box, which is pretty cool. And we've got demonstrations going on that the athletes are giving to the fans. And it's a wonderful atmosphere. I wish you could see it. Unfortunately, this is radio, but it's just a great sight right now.
If you ever saw my paycheck, you'd know how unfortunate being in radio really is. But
I came out wrong. I didn't mean it like that. But you know what I mean? Like, you can't see it.
Yeah, I know. And it's really cool that each of these athletes has their own cereal box. As somebody who spent a big chunk of his years with a picture on the post office wall, it'd be much cooler to be memorialized on a cereal box, something I could look forward
right?
to. Yeah, well, it'd be a step up, that's for sure.
I was just going to say, I forgot to mention one other athlete who's here, who's a Paralympian, and to me, she's the most motivating person here to be a Paralympian and doing what she's doing, and she has two kids, and her name's Natalie Boulay, and she's here too, demonstrating her weightlifting and what she does for her event, which is discus, so I would be remiss if I didn't mention her too, so I apologize about that.
No, not at all. I'm glad you brought that up because it leads me to ask. You've talked about a bunch of these great athletes in general and that young lady in particular. If I want to follow along on these athletes' journeys, tell me what I can do and where I can go to follow along and watch their journeys develop.
Well, Kellogg's did a great job of videotaping all the athletes and how they get their day started and sort of what their training regimen is. And if you go to Kellogg's.com/Team USA. Again, that's Kellogg's.com/Team USA. You can check out the videos. You can check out the program. And we also want to hear, your feedback. And on social media, people can let us know what gets them started and end it with hashtag GetsMeStarted. It would be really fun to see what gets everyone else started, too.
Two more before we let you go. I'm going to try and keep you on schedule because they're going to start yelling at me if I make you late, and I don't want to get in trouble. So let's see if we can get both of these in. We're talking about the road to Rio in general, specifically our swim team now, as you were a legendary swimmer. How do our swim team shape up, and who are some of the stars that we should look for in Rio in the pool in just under in right around 100 days?
I think everyone's a star who makes the Olympic team, but, there's always has those standout swimmers. And, of course, the biggest name is Michael Phelps. Here's a guy who thought he was done in 2012. In fact, on Twitter, I remember after he announced his retirement, I said, all right, who wants to bet that he's going to be back in 2016? And he actually tweeted me back and said, I'll bet you. And I'm like, well, maybe he is serious about this. But from experience, knowing what it's like to be retired and missing what you've done your whole entire life, I had a feeling he'd be back, and he's obviously going to be a huge name to watch. On the women's side, you have Katie Ledecky, who is just an unbelievable distance swimmer. I mean, she can give the men a run for their money. She's so fast. So she'll be a big name to watch. You have Missy Franklin. One of my teammates here on Team Kellogg's, Tom Shields, who will be going up against Michael Phelps. I mean, there's some great, great athletes out there. It'd be really fun to see what happens at Olympic Trials and then on to Olympic Games.
Now watch me try and squeeze this in as they're pulling on your arm to take you away. So I'll make the question fast, and you can make the answer even faster.
Okay.
We're hearing all the word about the Zika virus and everything else. Would you be concerned as an athlete about going down there with its effects? And what has the USOC done to protect our athletes from Zika?
You know, in my experience, having been to 5 Olympic Games, no matter how big the challenge is of what's going on in that country, the host country always deals with any issues, and the Olympics always run smoothly. I mean, if you think about it, in previous Olympics, there's always something that's going on. And I think that as an athlete, the athletes aren't really worried because if it was something that was so monstrous that, you know, the USC wouldn't send the athletes over. So knowing that the USOC is okay with everything, I think the athletes pretty much aren't worrying about what's going on over there because they know that Rio will pull it together, and they're just going to right now focus on what they need to do to get there.
Well, we did it on time, right on schedule.
All
Dara,
right.
Thanks so much for a few minutes. Really a pleasure. Best of luck down the line, and we look forward to talking to you again. It's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for a few minutes.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Dara Torres, legendary Olympic swimmer, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, talking about the road to Rio, which we hear on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack cover like nobody else, 99 days away, and she's a member of Team Kellogg's. That was a great spot. And you'll hear a lot more of those here on Sports Byline over the next 99 days and beyond as we get you ready for the Olympics down in Rio, which, you know, it sounds like it's plagued with some issues. We've heard about the Zika virus stuff. Some of the events that take place in the natural bodies of water have concerns because of the lack of cleanliness of the aforementioned water. So there's some issues at hand there. But Dara says the host countries always take care of those when push comes to shove. And a lot of our athletes have also mentioned that we've interviewed over the last couple of months that they're completely confident in the United States Olympic Committee to protect them. So with that said, our athletes sound like they're in good hands and that they will be okay and that they're not worried. So and that's one of the overriding themes with talking to some of these athletes over the last few months as Rio approaches. Every one of them we asked about Zika and some of the water concerns, they said, you know, our sport federation, the U.S. Olympic Committee, and all the other powers that be, they have done a great job of allaying all those fears. Dara was the first one that mentioned the host country, but she also mentioned how the host country makes sure that everybody's safe and healthy. So while we have great concerns on the outside and while we should be concerned and those athletes should be concerned, they're putting their faith in their Olympic committees, the host country's Olympic committee, their individual sport federations. All I want to say is this. I hope those federations and those committees don't let down these fine young people. And again, we thank Dara who joined us on behalf of Team Kellogg's. And, you know, she told you how to check out and find out more. Go look it up. Kellogg's does a great job of helping our Olympic athletes. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray before we get out the door, 800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on The Attack. Again, Twitter is always a place to weigh in, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. You know, we're kind of getting ready to tie this one up. It was a great show. Looking forward to the NFL Draft Round 1 tonight. The NBA playoff game that's on the docket, little NHL playoff action as well. Going to be a jam-packed night Friday. We'll wrap up all our thoughts on round one and look ahead to round two of the NFL draft, along with recapping tonight's NBA playoff action and looking ahead to tomorrow night and the entire weekend's playoff action. That's all next on tomorrow on the Spano and Black Attack. We'll tie a bow around this edition. On the other side, I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days.
Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition. We always bring you the hardest hitting sports talk, the latest news, the most insightful interviews. It's always fun here on the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Remember, follow me on Twitter at Span56, but most importantly, follow the network here on Twitter at Sports Byline USA, and take advantage of getting all the latest 411 on what's coming up on Sports Byline, what's next. Also, you can make sure to find out what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's a two-hour block on weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 3 to 5 Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. So if there's anything that you missed, like all the great sports talk today, and you want to catch it, go to Best of Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on go to at Sports Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on Best of Byline. And whether it's something from the Spano and Black Attack, whether it's something from Titillating Sports, whatever. But you'll get a chance to catch those things that you couldn't hear earlier in the day because your schedule got in the way. Well, great edition of the Attack is in the books. Special thanks to Robert. Of course, special thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to the Spano and Black Attack, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. Until we meet again, good day, all.